Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. And thank God that we're together again. Praise his holy name on this first day of August 2021. Hallelujah. The year is marching right along. And the great part about it is that we're with the Lord through the whole thing. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I'm so excited about today, and as we get ready to start the service, we're going to have our very dear Pastor Mom, our birthday girl that we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the Lord in her today. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to open us up in prayer this morning. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Welcome. Thank you to be here with everybody today. Thank you so much. Holy Father, you know we need you every minute and every hour.
Yes, Lord.
We need you, Lord. We come to your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And do what you want us to do, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We need you all the way, Lord.
All the way, Lord.
We thank you and we praise you all the name. And thank you, Lord, for just being with us and standing by us. And thank you, Lord, with our
president.
President.
Amen.
And thank you for leaving us alone, Lord, and being with us and standing by us. Leading us about us, Lord. Be with us and stand by us.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's been a blessed morning. It was a blessed night with Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have people here with us. And, you know, the Lord, his presence was with us all night long. Hallelujah. And so many things were just done and taken care of this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. We thank God that he's with us.
Yes, Lord.
Holding us in the hollow of his own hand. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And keeping us
yes,
as only he can. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have the service today. We'll do some things that we've done before, but, you know, our focus today is, well, we want to have communion. Amen. So get your communion element. Yes. Praise God. Get your bread. Get your juice. Get your water. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements out and get it ready. Because we're going to, you know, have service, but we want to have time to honor what God has done.
Yes,
hallelujah. Honor what the Lord has done, even in our pastor mom today. Hallelujah. Because it's all about him. It's all about what he's done. Amen. And we just say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. He's done some great things in Pastor Mom to even to have her to still be with us in these going on 89 years. Her actual birthday is this Wednesday. But hallelujah, when you get to be this age, you celebrate. Amen. Even my age, hallelujah, you celebrate every time you wake up in the morning. Praise the Lord. So we're celebrating her on today and what the Lord has done in her. Glory to God. We're going to read a different scripture this morning and, you know, to really kind of set the tone of what we're going to do today. I'll say part of it and you can repeat it after me.
Okay.
Amen. It's in 1 Timothy 5:17. 1 Timothy 5:17. This is the NIV. Amen. If you want to see where we are, 5:17. So you can repeat it after me. It's a pretty short verse. The elders
who direct
the affairs
of the church.
Are worthy
of double honor.
Especially those whose work
is preaching and teaching.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that's our scripture for today as we celebrate Pastor Mom's 89th birthday. Amen. According to the word of God, you know, she's an elder. She does direct the affairs of this church. She does it mostly behind the scenes because you hear my mouth, but I'm going to tell you what. Pastor Mom does direct the affairs of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and she does it well. Amen. And so the Bible says that she's worthy of double honor. Praise God. Praise God. And especially those who work in preaching, teaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to spend our time today just giving God all the praise, the glory. We're going to honor God, and we're going to honor Pastor Mom. Now, I see that Pastor Herbert, I believe I see you on the line. Now, I know that my brother, Pastor Herbert, who lives in Texas, he's the pastor of The Point, Texas. Hallelujah. And I believe he's on, and he has brought some of the members of the church with him online. And so they're going to start off honoring Pastor Mom this morning. Now, they need to leave here. Their church service starts at 11:30. So we told them we'd make space for them this morning, you know, right now, and then we'll get back to communion, and we'll get back to even some tag team preaching. And honoring Mom, prepare yourself today for communion, first of all, after this. Get your communion elements ready after, you know, after Pastor Herbert and his congregation comes on. and then get yourself prepared so that we can give Pastor Mom double honor. We want to speak into her life. Hallelujah. We want to pray for her. Praise God. And honor God who dwells richly in her. Praise God. We're going to open the line now for Pastor Herbert and the Point Church. Welcome, Pastor Herb. Okay. Are you got your phone on mute, or did I pick up the wrong number?
Is that better? How's that?
Yes. I thought that was your number, but yes, sir.
Okay.
We can hear you.
All right. Well, we give all honor and glory to God for allowing us to have such a wonderful occasion as this. To see our mom turn 89 years old. And I really appreciate everything that she does. Even at this age, she not only does work for the East St. Louis Christian Center, but she's on try to make all of our things that we have going on. And I really appreciate her for that. Always showing love toward us. And I know she'd probably just really be after Apostle about going out and getting these birthday presents and anniversary gifts. Because if a papa ain't got it in her mind, she better write it down, because I know mama got it.
Amen.
She'd be remembering all these kids' birthdays and grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-grandkids and great-great-great-grandkids. Yeah, so God is really blessed our family, and I pray that he will continue to richly bless you, Pastor Mom. We really do appreciate you and hope that you have a wonderful birthday week in this coming week. Amen. Now, let's see who else I got here with me. Lady Di. Uh-oh, they can't hear you. Let me see if I can... Well, maybe I can't hear you on that system. I had to get on the phone. Let me see. There you go. She should be able to hear you now. Try it now.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. I am just so excited to be able to hear at this time. God is so good. We might not be able to be there in person, to be able to just... love on you from afar. You've always been a great inspiration in my life. You take it in just like your daughter, just like, you know, with the rest of your daughters. And I just love you and appreciate you. You've always been there for us. You've been everything we've had to honor, kids or grandkids. When you could come, you were here. And I just really appreciate you. I love you. And may God's blessing continue to pour down on you. Amen.
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 Brother Duke?
I want to honor God, you know, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then all the signing elders, all the people here on the line today. I just want to honor Pastor Mom. It's beautiful to hear a mother, you know, still in the ministry, you know, and doing things at Pastor Mom's age. You know, it's just an honor. You know, and it's a pleasure to hear her when she comes on. And it's I lost both of mine, and every time Pastor Mom comes on, it's just honorable, man. I kind of get a little emotional hearing her song, man. That's just a blessing.
Amen.
For her to be still doing the work of God, you know. And I'm just honored. I just want to give her all the praise and honor as a member of the Point Christian Fellowship, because she deserves the honor. But you know, God has put her in a position. And put his Holy Spirit on. So it just that you see, you can hear the glory of God emanating off of her when she speaks. And sometimes she ain't feeling well, but man, but still, God still got her in his hands.
Amen.
Still doing that. I just thank God for it, man. And Pastor Bob, we love you, you know, and we honor you today on your day that God is giving.
Amen. 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 Do we have a Deacon back yet? Deacon, you back?
It might be in a bad area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear
you. Hold on. He was on mute.
I was on mute. Oh, yeah.
Get
him, man. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay.
You broke up.
Wonderful birthday coming up. And I know since I experienced your fellowship on our line, and I think there was a word I had gave coming out of Proverbs 3:5-6. and you said, ooh. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
We just came in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we're going to hear you good. You might want to stop at the top of one of them mountains.
Amen. You all still on?
He froze up a little bit, sir. But he's logging off and coming back on. Him and Calvin are in a car together.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Calvin are in a car together. And we got Duke is on the road this morning, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we really are. We really trying to orchestrate this. I tried to dial in so everybody could hear, but they're up in the mountains and stuff. So I got you on my telephone, and I just got my telephone sitting next to the monitor so that you'll be able to hear. So I'm trying to make it do what it do. Did Deke get back yet? Do you see Deke yet, Brother Curtis?
No, he's not back yet.
Okay.
And it's going to probably take him a little bit to get a little restart.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to have to go over some mountains, too.
Okay. Well, he'll be going around the mountain.
It's an area over there in Gallup, New Mexico. That's kind of decent there. But once you start getting, like, I had to pull over right now because I know if I would have kept going, when you over here by Tucum Kari, that's when it starts to get really kind of shaky.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, anyway, we thank God for y'all making space for us there, Apostle.
Yeah.
And like we say, give Mom our love. But not only giving our love, give me that Cash App number. Again, and I'm going to put it on my screen here, so that folks will be able to see it.
Okay.
You already sent it to him?
No, Duke already flashed the call. Yeah, he already sent. But I need it.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it for you. Yeah.
Well, the Cash App is $ESLCCC.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Let's get it here. Let's get it again.
Okay, it's $ESLCCC, which stands for St. Louis Church. And just put for birthday blessings.
Okay.
Wait a minute now.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. Christian, East St. Louis Christian Center.
No.
The dollar
just
sign.
Put dollar sign, excuse me, just put dollar sign ESLCCC. That's the Cash App. It's short. It's real short. Dollar sign
okay.
ESLCCC. I
all
was
right.
just trying to tell
okay.
you what those letters
Hold
stand
on,
for.
Yeah. I wasn't trying
that
to spell it. I was just saying what it was.
Okay.
I'm just going to send it to you, and I'll just put birthday for her.
Oh, okay. Diane said she's just going to send it to you and
put
birthday on there.
That'll work.
Yeah.
when I see that, it says Willie McCoy. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yes. That's Pastor Mom's
That's
name
it.
Is Willie
okay.
McCoy. So when you do ESLCCC, right. you'll see Willie McCoy. That's Pastor
yeah.
Mom's name.
All right.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I got
okay.
you.
Deacon
Great.
Michael, you back?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I had to restart the phone. We had just crossed over a state line.
Yeah.
I recall when Pastor Mom had been coming on fellowship and and there was that time I get word coming out of Proverbs 5:6. And after I got finished with it, she was like, yeah, that's my favorite scripture. and I said, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you, Pastor Mom. I love you. I mean, you're like that other grandmother. I was looking at some pictures of my grandma, and you actually kind of favor my grandmother. I'm just thankful to be able to fellowship with all of the McCoys. I just get so much joy and wisdom from you guys, knowing how much you guys stick together not only as a family but as a church family. That allows that we can all stick together. Your family, not only just as a family but in the Word.
Amen.
And it's always that I always have some backup. Guys, and thanks for that. We're on the road right now, me and Minister Calvin, and the good thing he's driving right now. So,
amen.
My eye is about to tear up.
Well, let Brother Calvin say a little something. We're going to have to get off in a minute here.
Okay.
I just thank God for where he appointed me. And then, Pastor Mom, I want to say I thank God so much for you. On my first encounter with you, you didn't even have to say anything, and I just saw the anointing all over you. And I'm like, wow, I wish I had that kind of anointing. I know that God had that anointing. Everybody got a different anointing. So, but I just want to say to you, Pastor Mom, that truly, and correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, the word also is to give honor to where honor is due. And Mom, Pastor Mom, truly, you deserve this honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all so much for allowing us to be able. We got the airwaves to go over, but for y'all to plan this and to get it all together, we really do appreciate it. We're not going to hold you up anymore. We got our service starting at 11:30, so we need to go on and roll off and get on there. But we'll be talking to you later on, and we'll be on Wednesday as well.
I just want to thank you all. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you too.
Much love to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a, thank you all so much and have a blessed service today.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who just joined us this morning, just want to let you know that we're celebrating Pastor Mom's birthday, and we're celebrating, we're celebrating what God has done in her and through her all these years. She's celebrating her 89th birthday, and it's such a blessing, hallelujah, to have her here. Now, her actual birthday is on Wednesday. But you know what, saying earlier, when you get to be around this age, you celebrate every day. And I would say not only Pastor Mom's age, but any age these days, you celebrate. Hallelujah. The scripture that we gave in the beginning was 1 Timothy 5:17. The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's what Pastor Mom has been doing. And so and is still doing at this tender age. Glory to God. So what we're going to do today is we're going to have our communion. Praise God. We're going to do communion, so get your communion elements out. And also, I didn't say what you just heard. If you came in late, what you just heard was my brother, Pastor Mom's oldest son, Pastor Herbert, and his some members from his congregation at the Point Church in Dallas, Texas. So they wanted to come on and be able to say something to Pastor Mom to honor her today. So that's what was going on. And their church members, a lot of the guys drive trucks. And so they're on the road driving. And so that's why, you know, some of the sound went down and everything. But they're a great group of guys. And ladies, praise God. And so we thank God for them. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who have come on today to honor Pastor Mom, to honor God in Pastor Mom. Praise God. So prepare yourself for that, those who just joined us. Prepare yourself as we go into the tag team preaching part. Then you'll have your opportunity to say some encouraging words to Pastor Mom, to speak blessings into her life, to pray for her as well today. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a praise and worship song, The Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Talking about the blood. We'll go into communion. Then we'll have our time of giving, and then after that, we'll open up the lines so that everyone be able to say something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I just love God. I love the way he does things. He does all things well. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
The same life in which he have
betrayed
them. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, and
this is my body.
This is my body, which I broke for you.
Yes.
This do
in remembrance.
In remembrance of me." Okay, you do your part.
Amen. And going on to verse 25, 1 Corinthians 11:25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wow. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, whosoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged,
in the name of Jesus, help us, Father.
Thank you for your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your body and your blood, Lord God. Hallelujah. We don't take this lightly, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we come together with our communion elements. We take the bread and we take the juice, the body and the blood of Jesus. And Lord God, first of all, we come to you and we examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Lord God, the things that we have done, the things that we have left undone. Hallelujah. The things that we've thought, the things that we've said, the places, the things when we have missed the mark with you, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for just for forgiving us right now and then for cleansing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, Lord, as we come to you to partake of your body and your blood today, we thank you, Lord God. We can only come because of your righteousness, because of your right standing, and because of your blood, hallelujah, that we are forgiven, that we are cleansed, that we can come to you like that, this in remembrance of you. And we give you praise even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this is the body of Christ. Hallelujah, that was broken for you. Take and eat it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's have it together. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that this is your blood. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed for us for the remission of our sins, Lord God, that we can be with you and commune with you, Lord God, as we partake together of the very blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood.
Thank you, Lord. Help of love. Help of love. Help. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We remember everything that you've done, Lord God, how you died on the cross for us, how you shed your blood for us, Lord God, how you suffered, you bled, and you died for us, Lord God. We remember. We remember, Lord God, hallelujah, that all of our righteousness is in you, Lord God. You are our righteousness, are our right standing with the Father God. And we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We needed your blood, Lord God. And we thank you for giving us your blood and for giving us your body, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you so much, Lord God. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know all that's going on right now, but I know that this is the presence of the Lord touching, and I pray hallelujah, I pray that we're all being touched by the presence of the Lord during this communion time. There's so much going on in the world. We need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this touch this morning, even during communion. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching and you're healing. Even as we took communion this morning, ones are being healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's gone through hard times in their body. We thank you for even touching Pastor Mom and bringing healing in her body today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, ones on the line who may not have even said anything about what's going on in their body. Hallelujah. But as they have partaken of the body and the blood of Jesus, that healing is happening in bodies right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is superseding their blood right now in Jesus' name, causing healing, health, and wholeness to surge through every organ, every cell, every tissue of your body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just hear the Lord say, I can heal little things. If it's your toenail, I got that. Hallelujah. If it's your big toe, your pinky toe, I can heal that too. If it's big and it seems to be insurmountable and the doctors don't know what to do and you're in pain and they just don't know what to do, I heal that too, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus, by my body that was broken and my blood that was shed. Hallelujah. Your healing is taking place right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, Lord God. and we give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, before we started, and every time we come to pray together, we ask God to have his way, now don't we?
Yeah.
Well, he's having his way. Amen. And sometimes it's laughter and sometimes it's tears. Glory to God. But I know he did something this morning. I know he did something this morning. And it was a good thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our time of giving. Praise God. We pray the prayer for finances. Amen. And we've just been so blessed. God has just been blessing us during this time, even through the pandemic, just blessing us. And the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and Pastor Mom and myself personally, he has just been blessing us, and I know he's been blessing you too. Glory to God. This is a time of where the windows of heaven are open. You've been tithing. The windows of heaven are pouring out on you. If you've been giving, you're giving it, getting it back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. And then the wealth transfer is happening all at the same time. Never have I heard of so much money flying around, trillions. That number's been thrown around so much within the past year. It's just amazing. I mean, hallelujah. And so we know that God is doing something new. He's doing something different. And I know at the same time it looks like people are going through financial hardship. Hallelujah. But God. Amen. That's all I can say is but God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He does exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. So we're going to pray our prayer for finances, and the Lord gave this to us a while back, so if you just repeat after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them and use them.
For your purpose.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed.
Amen. Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost.
Devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it. So that what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances. But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, today is Pastor Mom's. We're celebrating Pastor Mom's birthday today. So in your giving, if you want to give to her for her birthday, you can do it through the church's Cash App. She is the pastor, and so we'll give these blessings to her as you give. But, you know, I know some of you are tithing and giving your offering as well. But giving to Pastor Mom is over and above that. So if you're giving to Pastor Mom, then you and you can cash app it to $ESLCCC. And then where it says for, say, birthday blessing. And then we'll know exactly to take that out and give that to Pastor Mom. Amen. So put birthday blessing. If this is your tithe, your offering, on the where it says for, put that on there. Put tithes and offerings on there. Praise God. And so we'll know exactly where it goes. Glory to God. Amen. And then you can also give at the door, which it has just been such a blessing. People are calling and saying, I'm on my way to your door. And our door is 2E, so you can give in that way. You can also mail in. And if you want to mail something in, even to Pastor Mom, if you want to, well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to make it easy. If you want it to be for Pastor Mom, then you could just make it payable to ESLCCC and down in the section at the bottom, say birthday blessing for Pastor Mom. And if you want to split it and say birthday blessing and tithes and offerings, let us know in the little section at the bottom how much you want to go to Pastor Mom and how much you want. Amen. That'll make it easy. Amen. Amen. And we'll make sure Pastor Mom does get blessed. Hallelujah. And the mailing address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And you make your check payable to ESLCCC. ESLCCC. Praise God. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you right now, Lord God. For all those who are, whether you're writing out checks right now, whether you're doing your Cash App or you're about to do a Cash App, and even for the offerings and tithes that are in the basket here with us right now, we lift it all up to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even those who are blessing Pastor Mom on her birthday, we thank you, Lord God, first of all, for the tithers. Hallelujah. The Lord said, if you try me on this and give the 10%, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out an overflow blessing on you. Hallelujah. That was my rendition, that overflow. But he said he'd open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that will be too much to receive. Hallelujah. So we lift up those tithers today, those who are giving offerings. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, running, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank God for that, for those who were given. And, oh, he loves a cheerful giver. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. It says that he said he'll make you a thousandfold more than you are right now and bless you as he has promised you. And we're praying that prayer over those who are giving even to Pastor Mom and blessing her for her birthday, that God will give you that thousandfold blessing, hallelujah, and money and things that money cannot begin to touch. And we give God all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go on to our tag team preaching time. Look at Pastor Mom ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just have to say, oh, gosh, I can say so much about Pastor Mom this morning. She's been such a blessing. And if I could say a word about her, I would say determined. She's determined. Hallelujah. She's not going to stay in one place long. You know, if there's something that's not going on right with her, She's determined. Hallelujah. She's determined she's going to walk again without the aid of anything. So she keeps her legs exercised. Amen. Got up this morning and looked at her, and she was laying in a bed exercising. She's determined. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. And she's determined to do some things for herself. Hallelujah. She was like, oh, I want to do this for myself. Amen, Mom, Pastor Mom. You go right ahead. Hallelujah. And I just cheer her on. She's determined. She's a determined woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, she knew that we didn't have anyone else here this morning, just myself, Pastor Mom, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, he strengthened her this morning to be able to do some things that she hasn't been able to do in a while. And so we thank God for that. Hallelujah. God has put a wonderful Holy Ghost determination in her. Amen. Amen. So we're going to let you start off first with any comments that you want to make. And, of course, your very favorite scripture.
Praise the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why is that your favorite so much, Pastor Mom?
I don't know, but it just makes me feel better to say it. It makes me feel better to go on with it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
So we're going to have her come back later on and make some comments after you all make comments. So we're going to open up the line. You can press your number one key now. Hallelujah. Hopefully the number one key is working. Yes. Thank you. You can press your number one key. I think I see Pastor Lorraine first. Yes, wonderful. Press your number one key, and we're going to open up the line. So you have a myriad of things that you can do. we want you to somehow, you know, speak into Pastor Mom's life and bless her. If you have a word, you know, a scripture, a devotional, a testimony, you can say that at this time. We just want you to know you have 5 minutes. Praise God. You can use them all or not, but that's the kind of time that you have today. So we can have time for others who want to say something today. Amen. Amen. So press your number one key. So far, we see Pastor Lorraine. That may be Sister Monica I'm seeing. I was trying to remember that phone number. Amen. That's not. Okay. That's Sister Shayna. Glory to God. And Pastor Price. So those are the ones that we see with your number one key pressed. Amen. Anybody else? If that's not you, and you have your number one key pressed, I'm not seeing you, so send me a text and let me know. Amen. Opening the line now for Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Welcome, Dr. Lorraine.
Lord, praise the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful day to celebrate a woman of God. And I just first want to thank her. I know that there's always somebody praying for me, that whether I see it or I don't see it, whether I know it or not, whether it's, you know, not just a scheduled time, but anytime I'm on her heart, I know she prays for me, and I'm grateful for that. And so as I was reflecting on that this morning, you know, God sometimes just talks to me in pictures. And I was thinking about the trees in my yard. When I bought this house years ago, I planted certain kinds of trees, and I love them. But one of them that I love is a poplar, and I love them because they're very tall and straight, and they made for me actually like a wall of green. And I was thinking about it, God just brought that picture of the poplar trees to me. And I was thinking that Pastor Mom is like that poplar tree. And what happened was, as they get older, they grow so tall, they're so straight. And that made me think of her. But then as they begin to age, I noticed something. They didn't grow all that much taller. But what the root system did was throw out all these other little seedlings. Well, not seedlings, so they didn't come from seeds, but these little sprouts everywhere, all over the yard, coming up from that root system where you'd expect it, but where you wouldn't expect it. They were just all over the place. That the legacy of the tree is not just its height and its straightness and its shade, but how much it reproduced itself in places you would never imagine. And I was thinking, God, that just filled my heart with joy, making me think of Pastor Mom. And so then I said, but, oh, Lord, if I share that, for me, I have to have a scripture. So my scripture is that he plants the righteous are planted like a tree by the living waters. Praise the Lord, many, many more years to come. God bless.
Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Lorraine. What a picture. You know, it's like you can see it. And all those sprouts coming out everywhere. Praise God. And Pastor Mom, actually this week, she had another great-great-grandchild. Speaking of sprouts, praise God. Amen, amen. A great-great. I never knew my great-great-grandmother. I was happy to know my great-grandmother, but she's a great-great-grandmother. Not one time, but multiple times. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Lorraine. Now we're going to open up the line for Sister Shana. Hey, Sister Shana, good to see you Sunday.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You know I wasn't going to miss coming on here saying happy birthday to Pastor Mom. And Pastor Mom, I want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday is the words that let everything that have breath rejoice and praise the Lord. So this morning I want to rejoice in your name. As always, like I said on last Thursday, happy birthday, happy birthday. We are praising God for you. I am super excited to just hear your voice this morning and see that this is the day the Lord has made, and this is the day of your birthday. So I am grateful to just be on. I had to stop what I was doing to make sure I came by and just say, happy birthday, Pastor Mom. And I'm grateful to hear your voice, as always.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. And Sister Shana, actually, Wednesday is her birthday. But, we said when you get this age, you celebrate every day.
Yes,
glory
ma'am.
To God.
There's no problem. Celebrate every day to the day. Celebrate after. Some people celebrate
right.
The whole month. So, hey, we going to celebrate because we don't want no rocks crying out for us. So we going to celebrate, and we going to continue to celebrate what God has done.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Shana. God bless you. Amen, amen. All right, let's open the line now for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you. I had to get that mute button off. God, good morning. God bless you. At least good afternoon now. And God bless you, Pastor Mom and Apostle. God bless you all so much this morning. I praise God for what he's doing in both of you all's lives right there. And thank God for moving mightily by his spirit today. I thank God for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just wanted to say, Pastor Mom, happy blessed birthday. I thank God for you. And I know that we're doing tag team preaching, and so I do have a short message. But before I go into the short message, I also want to because God wanted me to, you know, he wants us to do that too, to still minister. And, often the Lord tells me, he said, Helen, the word first goes to you first. So always when he said, I'm ministering not only to others, but first to you. So the word I'm giving is also to me, and I thank God. But before I do, Pastor Mom, I wanted to thank God for you and celebrate you today. I want to thank God for the love that you have shared with your family, with your children, and with so many. We know that Christ is to be our example, and we thank God for that. Well, you, and then we are to be living epistles that are read by all men. And you're one that is truly, Mama, a living letter, a living epistle, where you can be able to really, really, we as your children, we've been able to read you in the spirit. And one of the major, if there was anything I would equate with my mom, is that she loves. Loves just like Jesus loves. And I thank you, Pastor Mom, for the love. For as we were coming up and even as we became grown, and not only to us as children, but to grandchildren and family, you just shown just a love that is, that I said, you made each one of us feel like we're the only child. And that is such a great blessing to be able to do that, to still love each one of your children, where you show such greatness of love. You've been there for birthdays and weddings and graduations and so many points in our lives. And I appreciate you, Mom. I thank God so much for all that you have done and is yet doing through the years. I thank God for you. I want to thank God for you, Pastor Mom, for the work and the cleaning ethic that you put in us, that you would teach us about making sure that we would be clean as children and make sure that we were, you know, would bathe. You taught us basic things in order for us to go. And then you taught us a work, W-O-R-K, a work ethic. I can remember that they would have me to come and babysit. That was some of my first jobs was as a babysitter. And then they would teach me, then you would still encourage us to work, and how you had, even the neighbors would have me to come over and mop their floors for them and give us a little change for mopping their floors, you know, and different things. And then you worked as the Perkins Pancake House. And one of my first jobs, at, I think at 16, to go over and 16 years old, was to go to work with you and to watch you and to see the swiftness of the way God would use you to work at Perkins Pancake House as one of the head cooks there. I thank God for you in that. And even before before you began to do Perkins Pancake House, you would also be one who would work and be a housekeeper and cook in one's houses. And also you would iron for ones. And I can remember you taking me to work with you at one time and was teaching me. I was thinking about you yesterday, Pastor Mom, how you would have me to show me how to truly iron things out, you know, to get the sleeves first and then do that, the collar, the sleeves, and then the back. And I was thinking about when I was ironing my blouse yesterday, I said, I still do it the way my mama taught me, how to be able to iron something so that it would be really nice. And even to make up beds and to do the beds, well, the beds were made up nicely. And I, you know, always loved the way you do with towels and would always teach us to have plenty of towels and also bed clothes, you know, good comforters and sheets and towels and things. I thank God for you. That may not seem like a lot to somebody else, but some people don't have the benefit, Pastor Mom, of having a mom that would teach them so many things. And then I thought about how you're such a planner. We were talking about, the girls and I, we were talking about how you would plan things, and you yet do. You would plan things a year in advance, and you're not a late person. You get up, if you know you got something to do, you would get up, and you still do get up. You know you're going, right now, you're getting ready to get your hair done, so you want to prep yourself before the time for you to go get your hair done on Monday. You want everything to be prepped before that time. And as I look, and there have been so many years, I remember saying, I want to be like my mama. Hallelujah. And her promptness and your promptness and in your going forth. Then also I thought about this morning when I thought about you and honoring you and celebrating you, about your education. How that even though at first you did not finish a school when you were younger, you had your children, you went on to work, Your work ethic is so good. You went back to school, and you went back to and went on. Not only did you go back to school, but you went on to college. I think you took you about. I think I sometimes I say it's 11. I think it's between 11 and 13 years. I think that you went to college, but you went on yet still working while you're doing that. Went on and graduated from college, and how you taught. Kindergarten, one of the best kindergarten teachers that you could ever have, and that taught kindergarten for so many, many years and was such an influence in so many, many people's lives. Whatever it's like, whatever lives God used you to touch, whether it be from principals to teachers to students, God used you so many years to touch so many lives. And just watching you has just been a blessing. And then when you became a pastor, the pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, before that, you were always one that gave your tithes and offering. You set up a pattern for your children and your grandchildren. Many of us are blessed because of your giving, because of you being a person who worshiped the Lord with your tithes and with your free will offerings. We just thank God for that. And because of that, so many of us became homeowners because of you, because of what the giving that you did. And we thank God for you, all the many things that God has used you to. And as pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, you have been, I would watch and just look at your faithfulness. And not just the faithfulness that God would give you. I remember God had us to had me to come and help as a founding pastor there. But I watched what God did after the church was turned over to you many years ago. And I watched now, I think it's now been about 25 years ago, that almost 25 years ago that the church was turned over to you. And I thank God for that, because I watched the favor of God. I remember you telling me, You said, Helen, I had a dream, and God showed me boxes inside of boxes inside of boxes. They were gift boxes, and these were the gifts that God had put inside of you, gift after gift. And then I watched when we were in a building where I had favor, when God had me to go there to start the church in East St. Louis, and how that the room that we got, they gave us for $25 a week, the glass room. I thought that was such a blessing, but it was a small room. It was a little room. And we stayed in that little room paying $25 as long as we could. And then God said, no more. Come out of that little room. Well, the big, huge rooms were over $200 and some even back then for each Sunday service. And so we were going into that big room. But to see God, he began to give you excellent favor. People loved Amen. You in that facility, gave you favor where you hardly pay almost anything for what the room was, not anything, but you had to pay. But yet, and then you would have big, huge services there that blessed the hearts of even the workers, the people that worked there loved you. And loved the way that you did for them. It was just a marvelous thing to behold, the favor of God upon your life and the faithfulness that you showed. And then even after God brought you over to the St. Louis side, into the Heritage House, and still yet you would continue on in the work of the ministry, continuing to do what God would call faithful, continue to do. And then still yet, impacted lives right there where you are, and people that might not have been able to go to their own church. There's been many that have gone on to be with the Lord, that your life has impacted them. Even the Sunday, and I say this and I'll stop with that, but with this concerning my tribute to him, because the Lord had given me some things that he wanted me to say. I still thank God for every New Year's, that you have a big breakfast on New Year's, and it would be the most epic thing I've ever seen, you know. And I would watch you as we were coming up, the epicness of what God would do and is doing in your life. So I just wanted to celebrate you, Mom, through the years, celebrate the love, the things you taught us as children, the planning that you do, the education that you went through to become a teacher and then becoming pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center Church and impacting people not only throughout in the St. Louis area, but also throughout the United States and prayerfully around the world. So I love you, Pastor Mom. I love all that God is doing. Amber, before I would do the five-minute thing, mine is not even 5 minutes. Would you like to say something? Amber wants to say something to you, too, Mom, to celebrate your birthday. Here she is.
Well, Hello, everyone. I just want to say, Pastor Grandma, I truly thank God for you, and I'm so grateful for you and everything God has done in your life and yet doing. You have so much more for you to do, and I love you so very much, and I pray that you have a very blessed birthday.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Bye. Thank you.
Amen. Love you, Grandma.
Dear George, yes, I love you, Grandma.
Yes. Thank you, Jill.
Y'all can hear it. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle, this is very quick. I know I went up to, with moms, but the celebration, and this is very quick. And like I said again, it's to me. It's to me now, and as well as to each one of us. But God said to me, he said, I want you to minister very quickly on these particular scriptures. Remember to ask God and keep on asking. Ask God and keep on asking. And somebody would say that's such a simple, yes, it is a very simple message. And yes, we've heard it before, but faith doesn't come by having heard. I'm a living witness of it. Faith does not come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing on a continual basis. So in James 4 and verse 2, you know that the word of God says you have not because you ask not. And we understand that God wants us to keep on asking. We looked up the word ahiteo. God began to deal with me about that word about 20-something years ago. And even they had T-shirts printed out at that time. My son and ones in New York had T-shirts printed out with ahiteo on it. It's A-I-T-E-O, and it's pronounced ahiteo, and it's ask. And at that time, they had comparisons that were made about that word ahiteo, ask, and other ask. The regular, when we think about asking and maybe to get permission to do something, but they said they used the word strictly, S-T-R-I-C-T-L-Y, that ahiteo, or that word ask, is to strictly make a demand or withdrawal of that which is due. What already has been put on deposit, it's like when you have somebody says to you, we see people who've been left an inheritance, and it is put on deposit for them. And all they do is when they go in, they make a withdrawal of that which is already on deposit for them. Or even yourself, when you make a deposit into the bank and you go into that. I love now when sometimes I look at Cash App. And Cash App, when you go to Cash App, you go in there and you withdraw what has been put on deposit for you. Or any of the things that we do, we look, you put what has already been there. Well, that's what that word ahiteo is. It's to make a withdrawal of that which has already been put on deposit for you. And our depository is Jesus Christ himself. He is full of grace, full of truth. Everything that we need, the word of God says, that pertains to life and to godliness is invested in Jesus Christ. Everything, when we look at everything that we need, is in Jesus Christ. And so he begins to encourage us to keep on asking him. Keep on asking him and making a withdrawal of that which he has put on deposit. Because when we get to behold his face and we go to heaven and we'll look at all these rooms, we'll see all these rooms in the heavens and say, what is that? What is that? What is that? He said, those are the things that you never asked me for. Those were the things you never withdrew that I'd already put on deposit through my son, Jesus Christ, for you. Now, let's look at, I'm just going to go very quickly over a few verses about the asking in John 14, and this was so important about asking in John 14, and really in the book of John, there's some very profound passages on asking in there. John 14, 11 through 14, Jesus said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. The works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask, whatsoever you shall withdraw, of what I've already put on deposit, I'm putting that little emphasis in there, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. A part of the greater works that we have now is that we can come and ask in Jesus' name. We've been given delegated authority to use that name. And Jesus said, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, whatever you ask. And he said, if you ask anything in my name, verse 14, I will do it. Jesus said, now there's another place that talks about the Father doing it. But here Jesus said, if you shall ask anything, you make a withdrawal in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. Then in John 15:7, very familiar verse says, if you abide in me, Jesus said, if you abide, that means if we live and dwell and make our home in him, and his words live and dwell and make our home and his words abide in us. If we abide in him, we live and dwell and make our home in him, and his words live and dwell and make our home, their home in us. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's why he keeps saying, keep on asking. Don't stop. Keep on asking. God says, I'm looking for you to make a withdrawal. Jesus paid the price. His body was broken. His precious mighty blood was shed. As Apostle wept before the Lord today because of his precious mighty body that was broken, his blood that was shed, hallelujah, in order to ratify a better covenant based on better promises. That all of those things, and everything is invested in him. Healing is the children's bread. He said, I've given you that. He told us in his word, glory to God. Peace is ours. We glorify God for that. So he said, if you live in me and my words live in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Then in that same chapter of John 15:14-16, Jesus says, you are my friend. If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. I'm a friend of God. Are you a friend of God? We are friends of God through Jesus Christ. He said, for all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bear, and that you should go forth, you should bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. And here he goes again. That whatsoever, this is again in the book of John, that whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, whatever you shall make a withdrawal of that which has already been put on deposit for you, whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Now he had said he would do it in the other verses. Now he says the Father is going to give it to you. Oh, they're working together in order to bless. And why? And John 16, as we go to John 16, I only have two more verses after this, and then I shall close. John 16:23-24 says, and in that day, Jesus said, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Here we go again. The Father will give it to you. He said in verse 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Now let's find out why he does what he does. Ask, he says, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. God wants our joy to be full because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We got little joy, we'll have little strength. We have no joy, we have no strength. We have much joy, we have much strength. God says, ask, hallelujah, and you shall receive. That's why he said, you have not because you ask not. You have not because you're not withdrawing. You're not coming to withdraw healing, health, and wholeness. He said, I got it on deposit for you. You're not withdrawing because you're not asking. You're not asking for the prosperity, plenty, more than enough, and blessed to be a blessing that I've called you to be. You're not asking for the peace in your home, your heart, your neighborhood, your country. Ask for the peace of God that passes all understanding, the protection of God, the freedom of God from every bondage and every single habit. Oh, glory to God. And then our last verse is in Matthew 7, and it's so succinct. We leave from John to Matthew 7, and these are our last verses. Matthew 7, and this we need to put on our walls. Matthew 7, all of it we do. 7, verse 7 through 11, he says, ask. Now that ask is make a withdrawal of that which is already on deposit for you, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And in one translation, that verse 8 says, keep on asking. Don't just do it one time. Keep on asking him for what. This is where a conversation comes in. He said, I put things on deposit for you. There, the man that went overseas, I mean, came on, over on the boat and the luxury liner. On a cruise and came, but his cruise was coming to America, and he brought that big old huge block of cheese with him. But he didn't know that everything on the ship was free. Everything was already provided for him, and all he did all during the trip was eat that cheese. And they wanted to understand and ask him, why are you only eating the cheese? He said, because I don't have the money to buy anything on there. And the man said, but everything here is free. And Jesus said, behold, I have given you, I've given my body to be broken for you. I've given my precious mighty blood to be shed to ratify a better covenant based on better promises. And all his promises are yes and they are amen. He said, I've given you everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. So he said, keep on asking. And then it says, or what man is there of you whom if his son, at verse 9 of Matthew 7, he said, or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? And then he gives that profound verse in verse 11. If you then, being evil, that means we're born in sin and we're shaped in iniquity, every one of us has fallen short of the glory of God. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, yes, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? That means to them that come and realize Jesus is our great, great, great depository. Everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness is in him. And so he says the word that he gave for me today is keep on asking. Don't stop asking. Keep on asking. Keep on believing him. Keep on remember to ask God. So we thank God for that word today. And I pray, Lord God, as I said again, it's to me first. And I'm going to keep on asking God. Apostle is back in your hand. God bless you. Love you, Pastor, Mom, and Apostle, and all the saints in your respective places. In Jesus' name.
Hey, thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And first of all, as I listen to all that you said about Mom, you know, some of those things I don't know because I guess I was so young at the time. But when you said, I was like, yeah, that's how I iron my clothes. Yeah, that's why I plan things out ahead of time. And yeah, that's why, you know, we have cleaning supplies, you know, and we have things prepared and all of that. Amen. So Pastor Mom, hallelujah.
Thank you.
And hey, she didn't believe, well before the pandemic, she did not believe in just having a couple of squares of toilet paper in your house. Amen. Amen. So it's like it's so much that we have that's been imparted from Pastor Mom that we didn't even like really realize, but she's been such a blessing to us, and we praise God. And then, you know, even as you spoke that word today, you know, my mind is still in that vein of the art of receiving. I'm still there because it's such a big topic and everything. And it was like, wow, this is like part of that. The art of receiving is ask and keep on asking. Hallelujah. And then you will receive God's best for you. Praise God. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Those who just came on the line, what we're doing today, and Minister Rachel, you are next. But those of you who just came on the line, Pastor Mom's birthday is this Wednesday. We're honoring her today, giving honor to whom honor is due. And then the Bible says in 1 Timothy, giving double honor to those. Amen, who work in the house of the Lord, teaching and preaching. Praise God. And I did it. That was a paraphrase of that scripture. But that's what we're doing today. So we're honoring God in Pastor Mom and all that God has been doing. And we're just saying we've been seeing God for years in Pastor Mom. And we're still seeing God in her and through her. And we're giving honor to the Lord for her today. And so we're still doing some tag team preaching. So you did hear Pastor Price preach today. Amen. Good word. Ask and keep on asking. Hallelujah. So, you know, you can do your tag team preaching. You can also honor God and Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. And you know, let the Lord use you. Praise God. So, Pastor, we just see Minister Rachel is the only one who has her number one key pressed. The others, I'm going to give you a quick shout-out that I see on the line, Pastor Mark. I see you, Minister Amber. You've already spoken. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. And did I say thank you so much? Thank you. Thank you. Amen. For what you said today and what you've done today as a as our musical director on Get 'Em Radio. And then we see, want to give a shout out to Sister Carrie, Minister Carrie. Good to see you. Minister Kiva. Amen. So good to see you today. Sister Debbie. Now, you know you got to press your number one key because you sent me that song and the song is queued up. So get ready to tell us about that song, and we're going to play that song today. And, hey, Minister Mary, praise God. Wow. Thank God you guys made it home well. Hallelujah. So good to see you on the line today as well. Amen. Oh, and Pastor Don, glory to God. Hallelujah. So in order of who pressed their number one key, we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel, Pastor Don, hallelujah, and then Minister Carrie. And anyone else, please press your number one key. Just encourage Pastor Mom, amen, as the Lord leads you to. Okay, opening the line now for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi to everyone. Hi, Pastor Mom. Happy early birthday. I know your birthday is on August 4th. Wednesday.
Yeah.
Happy. And that's Amber. She's in the room with me. I wanted to say I'm in Psalms 91. I wanted to say three verses of Psalm 91, the latter verses, 14, 15,
okay.
And 16. Okay. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And when I was thinking about these scriptures, I was like, God is showing Pastor Mom long life, and he is satisfying her and showing her his salvation because she her heart has always been toward him. She's always loved him. Her lifestyle, I don't want to say oozes because it sounds a little weird, but her lifestyle, it just spreads out God's goodness, and I love her because sometimes I don't know what others are feeling down to, and we hear how God speaks through her, we are encouraged. Immediately we are, I'm going to say this, God bless her with such a beautiful spirit of exhortation that you just want to think about the Lord when the Lord have her to speak. And I thank God for her. She's an encouragement for all of us and for us to keep on. There's no excuse. In 89 years, she's still giving God glory. There's no excuse for us 40-year-olds. There's no excuse for us 30-year-olds or 20-year-olds. We all, even to the smallest baby, can still honor God with our life, with every breath He gives us. That was Amber. And God bless all of you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you all. Good to have an amen from Amber in the background. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Love that scripture, Psalm 91. Amen. Because, yes, he satisfied Pastor Mom with long life and is showing her his salvation even today. Amen. Pastor Don. From California, opening up the line for you. We just jumped across country. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel is in New Jersey. Pastor Don is in California. And Pastor Price in the middle of the country. Glory to God. We're all over the place. Praising the Lord. Amen. Pastor Don, welcome.
Hey. Hey, I just want to say hi, Uncle Aunt Barbara. I love you. Hey, Grandma. I know they call you Pastor Mom, but You're my grandmother, and I love you. And happy birthday. God has truly been, you've been an inspiration to me all of my life. And I just want to send you this birthday love. I'm going to call you Wednesday anyway, but I just want to send you this love from California, from my family, that we love you and we just really appreciate the knowledge and the gifts that God has given you. And I do agree with the previous caller that God has blessed you with long life and life more abundantly. And I just I love you, and I love Aunt Barbara, and I just love you all. And prayerfully, we'll be able to come together and see each other real soon, you know.
Amen.
And God bless you all.
Yes, thank
Amen. You
very much.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Don. So good to hear from you this morning. Hallelujah. You know, we love you too. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Carey, and then we have Minister Mary. Wow, that rhymes. All right. Minister Carey, welcome.
I want to say good afternoon to everyone, and Pastor Kizzy and Pastor Ma, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Ma. And I want to wish you a happy birthday, Pastor Mom. As I listen to everyone saying things, talking about how you've walked, how you've lived. And first of all, you've been a woman who just fears the Lord. And you walk in an honorable way. And I hear them saying you just give wisdom and your kindness. I know that about you. The short time that I've known you, as I've been on the phone listening to you as you give words of wisdom, even in the scriptures. I hear even something like you're a teacher of the young women, and you also teach good things too. And your kindness is, you can hear it, and as you speak, as you talk to people. I guess a mentor to other women, and even unto your children, your daughters, your granddaughters. I hear them say that all the time. So I just want to say happy birthday to you, and God bless you continuously, as he's already doing. I just want to join in with everyone else. And as I hear these things, you're like a Titus II woman that's there for young and old. Even me being as old as I am, even as I listen, there's teachings that you even give me. So I just thank God for you. And like I said before, I just bless you today and many more blessings.
Amen.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Carey. And while we have you on the line, I hope you don't mind, but Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Minister Carey to you, Lord God. We thank you for covering her in your blood right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And as she prepares to go into surgery tomorrow, we thank you, Lord God, that you're touching the hands of the doctors, Lord God, every technician, everyone who's going to be involved right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they move by your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That they'll go beyond their education. They'll go beyond their experience. And they'll flow by your spirit, Lord God, as you touch them. Thank you, Father, for taking care of everything by your, according to your riches and glory, and that she'll come through healed and whole. Hallelujah. The doctors are doing something, but you're doing the greater work with the healing and the wholeness. And we give you praise for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to thank you so much for the prayers. Thank you so much.
Okay. Amen. Amen. We'll keep in touch with you, and you know, I know all is going to go well, but we'll keep in touch with you.
Okay.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so we have Minister Mary, and she's the last one with her number one key press. Anyone else, if you haven't spoken and you want to speak, press your number one key. We'll open up your line. Otherwise, we know you love us. Praise God. We know you love Pastor Mom. You're here. Amen. Minister Mary, welcome.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hi, Mama. Hi. Love you. I just wanted to say love you. I just wanted to, in the presence of the Lord, just say how much I love you and how grateful I am for a strong mom, a wise mom, a praying mom, a loving mom, a faithful mom, and just a woman of God. And I just want to praise the Lord for you in his presence. Love you, Mom, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Minister Mary. Good to hear your voice today. So y'all made it. Y'all are home, right?
Yes, we are home. And I was trying to hurry up because I wanted to make sure that I got on to the program. But I guess I made it just in time.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. So now you just need to get some rest. Praise God. I know y'all been up since early this morning. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling. Get some rest. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Love y'all.
Okay. Love you too. Amen. Minister Kiva from Nashville. Welcome, Minister Kiva.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Happy
Good
birthday,
morning.
Mom. Just wanted to sing this little song. It's a little tiny song. It just came to me while we were just a little song. The Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you, the Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you, you're easy. You're easy. You're easy. Boom, 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 boom. You're easy to love. Yes. The Jesus in me. Come on, everybody. The Jesus in you. The Jesus in me. Love the Jesus in you. You're easy. You're easy. You're easy.
Boom, boom, hallelujah.
Boom, boom. Easy to love. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you, Pastor Mom. We thank God for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. The Lord loves you, and he is so proud of you. We bless you, God, for you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Amen. Amen. And you do your own background instrumental. I love it. Thank you, Minister Kiva. Hallelujah. That was precious and wonderful. Thank you. Amen. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. Hallelujah. So easy to love. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you all so much. I think that's all the number one keys that were pressed. Hallelujah. I know Sister Debbie had sent me a song to play today, but I don't see her here to set that song up for us. She might have had to go and do something. So I sure would like for her to set that song up. So I'm going to leave it and until, you know, she comes back again. We can maybe even play it next Sunday, but I want her to set it up and, you know, and say why she wanted that for us to play that song. So we have it. Our musical director took care of that for us this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So I just want to thank all of you all. Just such a blessing for you all to come and speak into Pastor Mom's life and to encourage her today. I'm going to just give I want to pray our prayer of salvation. Amen. Because, you know, if there's one thing that Pastor Mom really loves is to see people get saved. Amen. And she really believes in that, in the salvation. So we're going to do our John 3:16, Romans 10:9, and pray the prayer of salvation. If you're not saved and you pray this prayer, you will be saved. If you pray it with all your heart, you will be saved. Amen. You get to the art of receiving. You get to receive all that God has for you, all that he's stored up for you. Amen. You will receive. Hallelujah. And then after that, we'll say what's going on Get 'Em Radio, and have Pastor Mom give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. For all of you who are in town, if you're in town, Pastor Mom is having a little birthday get-together. It's going to be at the Golden Corral over in Shiloh, Illinois. Amen. And so, because her favorite restaurant, it closed during the pandemic. So we're going over to Illinois, Shiloh, Illinois. If you want to know some more details, I'll let you know. But it's going to be on this Wednesday at 11 a.m., because that's when she likes to eat, at 11 a.m. At the Golden Corral. Praise God. Amen. And I think just roughly it's about $11, $12 per person for it. So if you're interested in coming, just come on. Amen. Let's do John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So he loves you so much, and he sent Jesus. He sent himself to be here with us. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So it says it right there. You shall be saved. Everything has been provided. Like Pastor Price said, everything's been provided. Just have to ask and receive. And the way you do that is to pray this prayer. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe you died for me.
You died for me.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
Help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are born again. Amen. And we continue to pray that prayer just to be ready to pray it with someone else who needs that prayer. It may be at a grocery store. It may be standing in line to get the vaccine. It may be anywhere where someone needs to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so let me let you know what's going on this week on Get 'Em Radio. Let you know what's going on since we've started a new month. We're in the month of August, everybody. So tomorrow we'll have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching lessons with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. You heard her earlier today. And that will be tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. She's starting a new series this month. And I'm telling you, it's going to be good. Amen. Because God just shows her how to dig right into the Word of God.
Yeah,
praise God. Praise God. And so that Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that is on Monday, well, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that is at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you, well, what we do is we have four volunteers who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then, so we pray in tongues for 1 hour, and then we have interpretation after that. Hallelujah. So if you would like to volunteer, please text me, let me know, and you can be one of the ones who will pray in tongues. If you're not available this week and you know you're going to be available on August the 17th at 2 p.m., let me know. We'll put you on the calendar. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we've been seeing some awesome things. God has truly done miracles, for real miracles, on the broadcast. Hallelujah. And then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be Wednesday, August the 11th, where we have prophetic healing. Praise God, where God lets us know who's going to be healed or the ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in and get healed. Now, you talk about straight-up, flat-footed miracles. Amen. We've seen it. We've seen people get healed time and time again. So if you know someone who's going through something in their body or even emotional healing that they need, you know, let them know about us. And to call, and that'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's on Wednesday, August the 11th. Okay, now on this Thursday, August the 5th, we start a new series this month, and we have a beautiful woman of God who's going to be on with us. Her name is Pastor Sheila Gott. Amen. She's from St. Louis, and she pastors the Imani AME Church. Praise God. Amen. So she'll be with us for the month of August, the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. Amen. And then we get to hear her preach on the 26th of August. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. Amen. And then next Sunday, we'll see you back here at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and Pastor Mom will be bringing the word next Sunday. And you know, Pastor Mom, she believes that the word preaches itself. She believes that the word speaks for itself. Hallelujah. So she's going to be bringing the word on next Sunday, August the 8th. Praise God. And once again, if you're around in town, you're available, we'll be having her birthday lunch this Wednesday, August the 4th, at the Golden Corral in Shiloh, Illinois. Amen. 11 o'clock a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think that's all that we have for today. I thank you all so much. What a wonderful time this is, a fellowship time that we have had together. We praise God for each and every one of you for coming today. Now, Pastor Mom, give some remarks about people blessing you today. And
I just don't know what to say. It was very good to have all the good blessings that you gave me today. And I thank the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
And thank you for everything. And I think I'm going to give you a good closing today.
Amen.
Okay. Now unto him.
Now unto him.
That is able to keep you from falling.
That is able to keep you from falling.
And to present you faultless unto the presence of the presence with exceeding joy.
Yes.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and
majesty.
And majesty and dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. You are now dismissed.
Amen. Amen. And most of you know that was from the book of Jude. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you all so much. What a wonderful, blessed time we had today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his very presence that showed up today. It's still showing up. Hallelujah. And may the Lord just even touch each and every one of you in a great way today. Pray that he did already.
He really touched me today.
Mom said he really touched you today, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.